Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
I want to thank everyone for helping out tonight, especially where I was sitting sounded good. My left ear just heard Carrie, and that sounded real good. So anyway, that hopefully it sounded good where you were sitting tonight as well. And for the leaders, I know this isn't the easiest thing to get up here, and sometimes on Sunday night or fifth Sunday singing is sometimes we're able to get some folks involved that don't always have the opportunity to do that. So thank you for doing that tonight. I want to encourage us in our singing to, as a group, to follow. Because if the leader's up here and we're not paying any attention, then really, of none essence, his trying to lead. In fact, in a few months, early next year, I think we've got it scheduled for March, we're going to offer some training for our leaders here. And then that night, that's a fifth Sunday as well in March, do some training with the group. So I encourage you to be paying attention to that when we sing. And think of the words that we're singing, the different parts that make up the song. You know, we have chosen a song, or Tyler announced a song number 345. Probably a favorite of many. It is Well With My Soul. In fact, I think Bob had that picked out to lead tonight. And then we used it as an invitation. So thanks for leading another one, Bob. I appreciate that. But we'll look at songs, and so often we don't even look at the words. You know, maybe it's a song that we've used several times and we know the words. We know what they say. We've memorized them, and that's about as far as we go with it. Do we really think what the writer is trying to get across in those words? And we need to realize and remember these are just passages or verses that have been written by men, that have been put to music by man. But a meaning is there behind the words. You know, if you look at that particular passage or that particular song, 345, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. You know, I look at those words, and the author there touches on so many different things, so many different aspects. If you look at the different verses, he talks about Satan, sin. And in that final day, we can overcome. And, you know, I know that you're probably familiar with this particular author. I've heard the story of Horatio Spafford. Daryl and Jackie loaned me a book entitled Then Sings My Soul. And it lists several of the songs that we have here in our book. And it gives a description of the author and kind of the stage they were in life when they wrote the song, or any interesting facts about the song. And, of course, this particular song being written by an attorney in Chicago, the late 1800s, around 1873. And he had lost several properties in the great fire there of Chicago, had stayed behind to help those in that city rebuild, lost a son to scarlet fever, was getting ready to go on a trip to Europe. And you've heard the story. Know the story of how he sent his wife and four daughters on ahead, and in that ship collided with another vessel, and 226 casualties, including all four of the daughters. The wife, when she arrived in Europe, wired back and said, I'm here. I've made it, but I'm the only survivor in our family. And of course, he goes on to meet up with the wife. This was actually put to music by Philip Bliss. And it's interesting to note also, Philip and his wife were killed in a train accident in Ohio just shortly after he had put the music to these words. So, the tragedy that was involved in this man's life. And yet he says, it is well with my soul. And if you'll look throughout our songs in the book, several of them are songs of comfort. And may have even been penned in a time when the author was going through a hard time. a time of distress, a time of difficulty. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. What trust? Do we have that trust in our God? Do we have trust in God that we can say, no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, it's okay. It's okay because I know You're going to take care of me. I know You're going to be there. You're a God of comfort, a God of love, a God of concern, a God who has prepared a place for me someday as a faithful servant. We have that same promise yet today. And I want to encourage you, when we have times when we sing, think of the words. Look at the words that are being presented. The idea that's being presented. And think on those. And don't just go through the motions. I know I get caught up in this as well. I'll just be singing, hey, I know that song, and I don't really think about what the author of the song is trying to express in his thoughts or her thoughts. We're going to sing this song. If you're here tonight, we have a God that will take care of you. We have a song titled, like, God Will Take Care of You. And we sing that song, but do we believe it? Do we really trust that? Do we reach and just know that that's true? And know that that's there? We have a God that's going to take care of us. A God that will overcome. A God that will see us through. A God that we can be victorious with someday. That's the God that we serve and the God that we come before tonight. You may be here and haven't yet put on Christ through baptism and would like to do that. An opportunity tonight to do such that very thing. Or maybe you're here and would just like prayers. Maybe you're going through a difficult time. A hard time. We can go to God on your behalf tonight. This group here will rally around and we'll pray for you and lift you before God. If you're subject to the invitation, won't you come as we stand and sing?